Sony Corporation has reached a deal with Michael Jackson's estate that could be worth as much as $250 million, the Wall Street Journal reported on Monday. The report said the deal, coming months after Jackson's death, is the most lucrative recording contract ever signed.
Posthumously ever signed.
It guarantees at least $200 million, according to the newspaper's website, involves 10 albums over 7 years. The deal will combine a mix of previously unreleased songs and new package of familiar ones, according to the report. Sony sold about 31 million of Jackson's albums worldwide since his death on June 25th. It added that the advances Sony will pay are to be offset by sales of albums as well as revenue generated by licensing Jackson's music. Sony's deal with the estate retroactively covers the soundtrack album to This Is It. It also covers a number of other releases, some of which have been planned and others that still must be determined, according to the Wall Street Journal. Okay, so there doesn't seem to be anything wrong with that. They have tapes of Jackson, and they can recycle them.
They're going to say some recycle, but there's new stuff, Bob. But if there's new stuff, if he was sitting on a $200 million deal, why didn't he do it when he was alive or with us?
The new stuff, I would assume, in the normal logical sense, it was recorded before he died. Can we assume that's what people would think?
Well, yeah, you could, but not
okay,
so much.
I don't know what the anomalies are here, so give me some questions. What are the questions?
Okay, Bob. Well, then you go on to bed, and we'll do the questions and the answers. Just leave the recording going, and then you can come back and see how you did. So.
No, I don't mean that. I'm saying, give me a clue of what an anomaly is. Okay, what are the anomalies in this thing?
Okay, now you're asking.
Okay.
That the Wall Street Journal would get a hold of this deal with the estate. They're talking about the estate like it's a human being.
But it is. It's Mrs. Jackson, the mother. She got the estate.
No, it is not. No, it is not. That's the anomaly. It's not.
Is the estate the foundation, the trust, the lawyers?
Yes.
Now, she has nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that.
But they say she got something. Some deals were directed her way. Those are...
Well, she got some money checks, of course, so she'd keep her mouth shut.
From the estate?
From Michael Jackson.
You mean in the will, or...
Yes.
So the anomaly there is...
The estate doesn't even benefit the children, necessarily.
These lawyers might be even involved in Sony, so Sony's giving money to itself?
No,
not
they're giving it to the estate of Michael Jackson that's self-sufficient. So the estate's working for itself with no beneficiaries or grantors.
Oh, there's no beneficiaries?
Nope.
That's what we used to bring up. I vaguely remember we said the estate can't be the beneficiary, so there has to be someone else, but there aren't any stated beneficiaries.
That's right, except for the lawyers who created the trust.
And they're not allowed to be beneficiaries.
They can't be.
So we have an announcement of a deal, and the anomaly is, well, who's getting the money? That's the question here, right?
That's what we said when everybody was trying to find Michael. And you ask us, well, where will they find Michael? And what did we tell you? You can go to your website and look it up, Bob.
You said something about Sony, I think.
And we said, follow the money. Remember? Follow the money.
Yeah.
Remember?
So Michael's getting the money.
Yes.
All right. So he's getting the money. And if he didn't die, then there wouldn't be any interest in these albums. Now he's dead. They've already sold 31 million albums. So it's boosted his career. And that's what Michael wanted.
Got rid of his debt.
I don't know what debts he had.
Well, they said he was a half a billion dollars in the hole.
And did that get paid off?
It got expunged.
Because of a deal made with Sony?
Because he was dead. Dead men don't pay bills.
Oh, okay. So can't the people who owed money say, wait a minute, your estate's making more money, so can't we have some of that? They can't do that.
Well, they could, but it was all just kind of smoke and mirror kind of things. The little stuff that was outstanding, that was what you call owed, got taken care of just with the change, pocket change.
From the sale of the 31 million albums, that kind of thing?
This and that, and there's money floating around.
Was Michael Jackson in the movie This Is It?
No.
Which is a film of the rehearsals the week before, correct?
Isn't that correct.
He was not in that.
Correct.
Did he guide it in any way?
Yeah. Okay. Of course.
Yeah, I think he, the director, Ian, said, knew the scam. So there's a person in there, and people are supposed to believe that the Michael that's dancing in that movie and rehearsing is the real Michael. That's the ostensible point, right? You're watching the real Michael, and you say, how could he be so healthy a week before he died, correct?
Correct.
Now, that was a double. Where is that double today?
A beach in Bahamas.
He knows that people think it's Michael, and he knows it wasn't. Does he know why this all happened? Is he privy to the fact that Michael's
no.
still alive? Okay.
No.
So what would he think is going? He's saying, okay, there's been doubles. And this person had been a double for Michael for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So he knew his role, and that was normal. Michael isn't going to perform. I'll perform for him. And here's another gig. I'll perform. And I'm preparing to perform publicly when they go on tour, was his thinking, right?
Of course.
He already was getting paid for being a double.
Yes.
Did he miss out on a lot of money because the tour was canceled?
No.
Did the contract provide it for him? Or?
He got well paid whether he did it or not.
Yeah, because he's a double.
He's on call.
Oh, okay.
He gets paid on call.
He gets paid when you're on call?
Right.
Is he still on call?
Yes.
What would he think would be the reason since Michael's gone?
You don't ask the question. That would be like saying, okay, Ion's going to have readings, okay, and he has readings normally. Well, JW is dead. Well, non-physical might still have readings. So when you're on call, you don't ask all those kind of questions because that's just the anomaly is not an anomaly. You get paid money checks to do your thing, whether you do them or don't do them. Well, you pay for your telephone whether it rings or not.
So he's on call. Is he getting paid millions?
Oh, yeah.
Because he knows a lot. Does he think about, maybe I'll tell the world someday?
Nope.
He doesn't see any benefit in that for him, isn't
there? There is no benefit in that.
Okay, so here we have the estate. So the lawyers made a deal, foundation lawyers made a deal with Sony?
Sure.
Does Sony know that Michael's getting it?
No.
They are buying the albums. It's logical that the albums will be valuable. So they're paying for it. That's cool. And why is Sony doing this? They bought Michael's recorded output years ago? Was that?
No, they had a deal with them originally when he bought all the Beatles music. And that deal was huge then, but still huge. So all Sony is doing is capitalizing on it, which is what they do. That's their business. But now they have a new way of capitalizing, even in a larger, ostensibly, place of being the one to usher it in. Sony is wanting to be the one that gets remembered to the majesty of Michael Jackson.
What was the profit to them with the Beatles albums? They got to distribute them, or?
They owned all the rights. Every time it got played, you have to pay them money.
Michael had the rights, and he sold them to Sony.
Half.
Why did he do that? Did he need money?
Well, of course, Bob, because he was a pedophile that was locked in his little hole, and, you know, it was over, and
so
who the hell was listening to Michael Jackson in those days? He was just a pedophile that had gone bad.
So Sony had half the catalog and sold that. It was probably no money in it at that point. When Sony bought it, he had to sell it because he was a nobody again. And Sony got it. And did Sony make any money in that period?
Sure. Because every time a Beatles song got played, Michael got money and Sony got money.
Michael buys the Beatles catalog. He then sells half of it to Sony. And Sony gets paid for half and Michael got paid for half.
Deal.
It's still happening. In this money level that Michael has got his estate in, could he become one of the wealthiest people in the world?
He certainly could, may very well be.
In the long run.
Well, he certainly just made the largest record deal ever. Don't Go Dead.
So I guess from Ian's point of view, the meaning of this is, look at the money that's being circulated and who is the beneficiaries. That's the question. That's the point. because there is no official beneficiary. Ion said, and the beat goes on. Notice the blog at the end. Some folks are catching on. Wait, there is more? You mean people were surprised that Michael would still make money? This estate thing, since there's no beneficiaries, it's actually ridiculous.
It really is.
So Sony pays for future albums. It's not ridiculous if you knew who the beneficiaries are. Does the public know that we don't know who the beneficiaries are?
Well, Bob, they've been just talked about it and talked about it and talked about it and talked about it, and nobody seems to notice or care. So, like, okay, no problem. We'll just buy the records.
If someone doesn't look into it, it makes sense that Sony pays the estate. If they don't pursue who the estate is, it's not a problem. But if you actually look into the laws, like we broadcast, it doesn't make any sense. Maybe the average person could think, well, obviously the Jackson family is the estate. They would make that assumption. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
But technically, what is the technical reason?
Well, the technical reason is it's been made very, very clear that the Jackson family ain't getting shit out of the estate.
That's been stated a long time ago.
Clearly.
Why wouldn't they get the estate?
Because that's the way Michael set it up in his, quote, will.
Oh, okay. So it's set up. They won't get any money. Okay.
Right. And the children don't even get the estate. They do get some revenue off of songs that may be produced in the future. But they don't even get the bulk of that money. I mean, it's not like the estate is to benefit the minor children of Michael Jackson.
So was it a bit of a scandal when it was publicly announced that the estate would not accrue, give any monies to the kids and other relatives? Was that a bit of a puzzler for people?
Not so much. People don't think.
They don't think?
They don't think.
And they also think Michael wasn't involved with the family. He was off
right.
his own world. So,
well, they had to make an appointment to visit him. They didn't have much to do with him.
So they might puzzle why he didn't give his children the money. That would be a bit hard to think. So, but they're not saying, well, who is getting the money?
Right.
And if you knew the law, you'd say, no, there has to be some Jacksons or somebody getting it, because it can't be the lawyers. This is the way we would look at it.
Right.
Yet at this point, the lawyers, well, they would say, well, obviously the lawyers aren't getting it. It's illegal. The families aren't getting it. So then they'd have to say, well, who's getting it? And so our point is, Michael's getting it. That's our answer. Michael's getting it. Because it doesn't fit any other way, correct? Do you agree with that?
Right. See, that's the anomaly that we're discussing, of how nonsensical it is when we're talking about it, of just how silly it is. But when we go through it, it's kind of like, well, this is the craziest thing you ever heard in your whole life, living life. And then they go, yes, and they call us in the woo-woo of the non-physical world, when if you'd looked at your place of knowing, you've got more woo-woo going on under your nose than you would ever acknowledge otherwise.
What was the opening sentence? You said you wouldn't even talk about this. It's trivial.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You know, it wouldn't even be embraceable. But because the humans do it, then it is, and that's the topic of the day. Even letting it go to the point that there can be this anomaly that no one seems to have noticed yet.
But we just heard, I apologize for playing, it's the most ridiculous notion. Everybody knows the money goes to some sensible place, and it's not what Ion's saying, that Michael's getting it. We all know Michael's dead, so how could he get it? So I'm sure the lawyers can explain where the money's going. Right, Carol? Yeah, so just ignore what Ion said. We're not responsible for anything Ion says. We do not believe that Michael Jackson survived his death. He died, and that's it. And he's buried and doing well. He's probably in the gut. We'll go a little far, but the other idea is ridiculous. The family and the kids are all getting the money, and Ion's ridiculous. It's not even true what Ion's saying.